Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Wednesday, the 19th of August, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Well, not a great day in the market, as we already know. So let's move across and look at the stats and compare to yesterday. There were 534 ASX resource stocks that had a trade today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up slightly from 534 yesterday. Volume is down slightly to a total of 1.73 billion, and that's down slightly from 1.85 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume per stock is down from 3.9 million to 3.25 million today. The gain loss is at a loss. The average loss is at a minus 0.08%. So effectively, that means of the 534 ASX resource stocks that traded today, the average was a loss, a minus 0.08%. And that's down from an average positive 3.86% yesterday. So huge turnaround there. Let's look at the breakdown of the 534 stocks that were traded today for the ASX resource sector. There were 158 with gains, and that's down significantly from 263 yesterday. There were 138 with no gain. That's up slightly from 131 yesterday. And this is a significant one. There was 238 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 136 yesterday. So huge turnaround from positive gains yesterday to more negative losses today. All right, let's look at the positive for today, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were at number one. We have Energex Limited, ASX code ENX, and it had a percentage gain of 53.13% today. At number two, we have Strategic Minerals Corp, ASX code SMC. It had a percentage gain of 47.73% today. At number three, we have Triple Energy Limited, ASX code TNP. It had a percentage gain of 42.86% today. At number four, we have Pacific American Holdings Limited, ASX code PAK. And it had a positive gain of 30% today. And rounding off at number five is DevEx Resources Limited, ASX code DEV. And it had a percentage gain of 28.57% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, which were ENX, SMC, TMP, PAK, and DEV. Congrats to all holders of those top five stocks with positive gains and activity today. So let's look at the commodities and best performing commodities today. They were gold, oil and gas. Now, those two commodities have been in the top best performing commodities for at least the last five or six trading days running. Also performing well was copper. The highest traded stock today was Mount Burgess Mining, ASX code NTB. So that's 2 days running that is the highest traded stock. And today, 26.35% of the company was traded, and 33% of the company was traded yesterday. As far as project locations, there were no standout project locations today. No real surprise with the huge swing to a negative results today. Let's look at the top 20. Last 12 months percentage of staff admin versus project spend for the last 12 months, and this is only reflecting the top 20 today. and the average is 58%, and that's down significantly from 65% yesterday. So effectively what that means is of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, 58% of the money available is being spent on staff admin, leaving 42% spent on projects on average in the last 12 months. So that's reflecting the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today. Let's move on to the ERP statistics. There are 149 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 139 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is at a loss. It's at a minus 0.04% today, average loss. And that's down significantly from a positive 2.04% average gain yesterday. The volume is down slightly to 488 plus million, and that's down from 494 plus million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, six of them are using an ERP software solution. So that's also a positive sign there. All right, let's cap off today's podcast with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Energex Limited, ASX code ENX. Let's start with Energex Limited's projects, and that's ASX code ENX. They have projects throughout WA, and that includes oil and gas, but they've also had a change of direction in the company, and they've also picked up a tenement that is predominantly nickel, copper and cobalt in the Yilgarn Craton, located in Western Australia. So over the last 12 months, they've spent no money on projects and very little on staff admin, 81,000 in the last 12 months. So as I've just mentioned, there's been a shift in direction of the company, so hence no real money spent on projects in the last 12 months. As far as money in the bank, as of the current quarter, they have very little in the bank. It's around $50,000, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raise. They currently have a market cap of just under $4 million, with just over 80 million shares on offer. And as far as their share price performance this year, it started the year at 1 cent and is now up to 4.9 cents as of close of trade today. So that's nearly a five bagger in 2020. So significant gains there for ENX. So let's look at the top 20 shareholders, including the directors. And between the directors and the top 20 shareholders, they own in excess of 69% of the company, so just under 70%. So that's a very loyal and strong top 20 shareholding. So that concludes our podcast, or the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which again was Energex Limited, ASX code ENX. And that now concludes our podcast for today. We hope you gained some insights and into the ASX resource market. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening.